Hello.
Hi, my name is Percy, and today I'm calling from Opinion Research, and we're talking to people in your area about local issues. So in terms of gender, what do you identify yourself as?
A human being.
All right, but in terms of gender, would you say, like, male, female, or something else?
Male.
Male? All right, thank you. So would you mind sharing the year you were born in? 1960. All right, thank you. So, what's the highest level of school you have completed, or the highest degree you have received?
Master.
I'm sorry, what was that?
A master's degree.
Master's, all right, thank you. Are you of any Hispanic, Latino, or Spanish origin?
No.
No? All right. So, would you mind sharing your race?
I'm black.
Black. All right. Thank you. So are you registered to vote?
Yes.
Yes. All right. Perfect. So how satisfied would you say you are with the direction in which the country is headed in? Would you say you're very satisfied, somewhat satisfied, somewhat dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied?
Very satisfied.
Very satisfied. All right. So as you may know, there's going to be elections for president, U.S. Congress, and other state and local offices this November. So how likely would you say you are to vote in those elections on a scale of 0 to 10? Where 0 means not at all likely, a 10 extremely likely?
A 10.
A 10?
Yeah.
All right, thank you. So how motivated are you to vote in the 2024 elections on a scale of 0 to 10? Where 0 means not motivated at all to vote, 10 extremely motivated? All right. How much power do you feel that your vote has to create a change in your community on a scale of 0 to 10?
It might be locally, probably a 3.
A 3?
Locally, yes.
All right, thank you.
Community, not country, right?
Yes, the community.
Community.
All right. Thank you. So thinking about the upcoming elections, November 2024, what would you say are the most important issues for you when voting this year? And you can choose up to 2 options if you would like. And the list goes student loan forgiveness, climate change, voting rights and democracy, cost of living and inflation, crime and violence, racism and discrimination, teaching history in schools, immigration, healthcare, abortion, criminal justice reform / police violence, Israel and Palestine conflict, or would you say jobs and the economy?
Well, it would be economics.
Economics.
And
abortion rights. All right, thank you. So now I would like if you could rate some people in some groups of people using a scale of 0 to 10, where a 0 basically means you do not like them, a 5 is neutral, and a 10 means you do like them. And if you've never heard of them, though, that's also an option. So the first person is Hakeem Jeffries.
Five.
All right. Tim Walz.
You just say 1 to 5, right?
No, 0 to 10. Where 0 means you do not like them,
ten.
A 5 is neutral, and a 10 means you do like them.
Okay, well, Hakeem Jeffries would be a 10.
Hakeem Jeffries a 10. All right. What about Tim Walz?
Walz would be a 10.
10. All right. What about black members of Congress?
Would be an 8.
An 8. All right. What about Donald Trump?
About -10. 0.
All right. All right, thank you. What about Republicans in Congress?
1.
Joe Biden?
7.
7, all right. And what about Kamala Harris?
8.
And 8, all right, thank you. So if the 2024 elections for president were held today, for who would you vote for?
For Kamala Harris.
For Kamala Harris. Sorry, thank you. So how certain are you to vote for her? Would you say you're very certain, somewhat certain, not too certain, or not at all certain?
Very, very sure.
Very, all right. And if the 2024 elections for Congress were held today, would you vote for the Democratic candidate or the Republican candidate?
Democrat.
All right, thank you. So would you say that Democrats in Congress keep none of their promises, only a few of their promises, some, or do they keep all of their promises to Black Americans?
Let's see, they keep what they can. I'd say most of them.
All right. So would you say, like, all of them or some of them?
No, some of them, not all of them.
Some of them. All right. So, in your opinion, does Joe Biden stepping aside in order for Kamala Harris to be the Democratic nominee make you more or less likely to vote for Democrats in Congress? Or would you say it makes no difference either way?
It made no difference for me.
No difference, all right. So, would you say your life was better under Biden, or was it better under Trump?
Under Biden.
Much better or somewhat better?
Much better.
All right. So now I'm going to read you a few statements that people may say about Republicans in Congress. And for each, if you could please rate each statement on a scale of 0 to 10, where a 0 means that this does not raise any concerns at all. A 5 is that you're like neutral in the middle, and a 10 means that this raises a lot of concerns. And so the first statement is, Trump and Republicans have stripped millions of women of the right to make decisions about their own bodies. With Black women facing disproportionate impact, more than half of Black women of reproductive age have little to no access to abortion care, thanks to Trump and Republicans. But they have promised to pass a national ban that would restrict access even further, putting the lives and health of Black women at risk.
That will be a 10, very worrisome.
All right. Republicans are pushing forward with Project 2025, a dangerous plan to demolish our rights, particularly for Black communities. Under Project 2025, Republicans would gut health care coverage for Black Americans, make it easier to discriminate against Black Americans for jobs, eliminate diversity and equity programs, allow corporates to pollute our communities, and eliminate benefits we have paid into, such as Social Security.
Very worried. That would be a 10.
All right. Black entrepreneurs have worked hard to build generational wealth in Black communities, create jobs, and support their local economies. Republicans want to strip away these opportunities and widen the racial wealth gap by defunding programs such as the Minority Business Development Agency, which provides grants to Black-owned businesses, and attacking organizations working to include more of Black Americans in wealth creation.
That was very worrisome.
All right. Education is the foundation of success and opportunity, but Republicans want to strip away access for education for Black Americans by gutting funding for public schools, eliminating grants that help Black students afford college, and banning African American history from our schools.
Very.
Very. All right. So a 10 as well?
Yeah.
All right. And in 2020, Trump told the white supremacy's Proud Boys to stand back and stand by. If he loses, and we saw the resulting carnage at the Capitol on January 6th, Trump continues saluting Proud Boys on stage at every MAGA rally. He promised them immunity if he wins and a bloodbath if he loses. Republicans in Congress continue condoning this violent rhetoric, and our communities must send a resounding message this election, not on our watch.
Ten.
All right. Thank you. So, thinking about the messages you just heard, which of the following statements best describes how you feel? And you can select up to 2 options if you would like. And the statements go, we cannot allow our generation to be stripped of freedoms that so many sacrificed before us. We cannot stand by while our lives and the lives of our loved ones are put in danger. Number 3, we have fought too hard to build generational wealth to have these opportunities stolen from us by far-right extremists. Number 4, we cannot sit by while MAGA extremists steal... try to steal our children's futures. And number 5, Black people have an important role to play protecting America from itself.
The first one and the third one.
All right, thank you. So we're almost done. We're about 85% done. So the last 2 questions we have are just to see if your opinions have changed over the course of this survey. So as you may know, there's an election for president, U.S. Congress, and other state and local offices this November. So how likely are you to vote on a scale of 0 to 10?
10.
10, all right. And how motivated are you to vote in the November 2024 elections on a scale of 0 to 10?
10.
10, all right. So sometimes over the course of a survey, people change their minds, but it's totally okay if you haven't. So if the elections for U.S. Congress were held today, would you be voting for the Democratic candidate or the Republican candidate?
Democratic,
all right. Thinking about your approach to political issues, would you describe yourself as either being very progressive, somewhat progressive, moderate, somewhat conservative, or very conservative?
Moderate.
Moderate, all right. Are you the parent or guardian of any children under the age of 18?
I'm sorry, can I ask that one more time?
For sure. So, are you the parent or guardian of any children under the age of 18?
No.
No? All right. So, in politics today, do you consider yourself to be a Republican, Democrat, or Independent?
Democrat.
All right. Do you consider yourself to be strong or not strong of a Democrat?
Strong.
Strong? All right.
Strong.
How would you describe your employment status?
Fully employed.
Full-time? Employed full-time?
Yeah, full-time, yeah.
All right. Back in the 2020 elections for president, so meaning 4 years ago, for who did you vote for?
For Biden.
All right. Biden. All right, thank you. And last question. That is, last year, 2023, would you mind sharing what was your total family income from all sources before taxes? And you can totally just ballpark it if you would like.
Approximately $150,000.
All right, thank you. So I think this might be the last one because it sometimes switches. But aside from weddings and funerals, how often do you attend religious services? Would you say more than once a week, or once or twice a month, a few times a year, seldom, or never?
Nearly every week.
Nearly every week. All right, so would you say once a week? All right, thank you. Well, then this will conclude our survey. So thank you so much for your time. I truly appreciate it. And hope you have a great rest of your day.
Thank you.
All right, thank you. Goodbye.